Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to Stoic Meditations. Today's episode, Caretake This Moment. Caretake this moment. Immerse yourself in its particulars. Respond to this person, this challenge, this deed. Quit the evasions. Stop giving yourself needless trouble. It is time to really live, to fully inhabit the situation you happen to be in now. You are not some disinterested bystander. Participate. Exert yourself. Epictetus. Like many of the great spiritual practices of the world, Stoicism has a strong focus on mindfulness and being present in the moment. And why is being present in the moment such an important thing? Because when you think about it, all you really have is this moment. As the Stoics say, "Memento mori," remember your mortality, that at any moment you could leave this life. And if we're too focused on future events, then we are trying to control things that are outside of our control, and there are oftentimes things that will simply never happen. If we're too focused on past events, then we're living in a space of regret, and again, trying to control things that we have no control over. So why is it so hard to be in the present moment? It's actually pretty understandable. Our brain wants to protect us. It's seeking pleasure and avoiding pain. It wants us to stay away from any painful situations, so we find ways to avoid it. And sometimes it's just getting away from something that's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's using TV or alcohol or something else to distract ourselves from facing up to an uncomfortable situation. Sometimes it's daydreaming about the future because that's much more pleasant than the current reality that we face. And as we talked about yesterday with imagined anxieties, when we try to push the problem away or put off dealing with it, it means that we often run through all the bad outcomes multiple times in our minds, whereas if we had simply faced the problem head on, we would have dealt with it once and been done with it. And the thing is when we bring our full attention to the present moment, we're able to handle things better. We're also able to move towards that future that we daydream about. And I know what it's like to be in challenging situations that I really wanted to avoid. But the more I backed down from things in my life and opportunities to push myself, well, the less alive I feel, and the less connected I feel to the present moment. But we forget that that's what life is really all about, is it's facing all situations. It's the journey through these situations. Life isn't about completing the challenge. It is the challenge. And it's exhilarating to face up and overcome challenges. I mean, this is why people climb mountains or go skydiving or ride centuries on their bike or run marathons. It's to face up to their own mortality, to go to that edge and look death in the face. Now, I'm not saying you need to go out and go skydiving to feel alive, unless that's something you really want to do and face up to. But facing each moment with courage and not trying to evade or escape will mean that you are an active participant in your life and not some disinterested bystander. And that's Stoic Meditations for today. Have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.